Right, we have a wealth of talent in this county, young and old, but we love to highlight all of it, and especially emerging young talent. And amongst them is Newtown Cunningham man Christian McDade. Hi, Christian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How are you getting on?
Brilliant, yeah.
15 years of age, so by our reckoning, you've just finished the Leaving Cert.
Just finished my Junior Cert.
Junior Cert?
Junior Cert.
I beg your pardon, Junior Cert, yeah. Fair play. How did that go?
Went well. I'm confident enough in it, so just finished it there on Wednesday.
Good. Now you can relax for the summer to some extent and focus on your music.
Exactly.
When did you first become interested in DJing and production?
I was 7 when I started DJing. I walked into the sitting room one night and there was a DJ on the television and my dad sat me down. He said, "Do you want to be like that someday?" And obviously I said yes. So that Christmas I got my first set of equipment decks.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really started taking it seriously. I had gigs and stuff, but I never took it seriously until I was about 13. And I started getting into production and started building a fan base, and I got my first major radio play in 2016, last year. And it was Nicky Romero, he's world-class DJ. I was broadcasted to over 60 radio stations, and the biggest radio station in Holland, Slam FM. So when I got that, it was just a game-changer.
Now, when you talk about DJing and production and what have you, DJing, you know, for people not aware, you're mixing tracks, maybe, you know, mm-hmm. putting your own spin on the things a little bit. Then when you get down to remixing, you're stripping things back, you're sort of, you know, reinventing someone else's idea. That's a whole different talent altogether, isn't it, really?
Well, I make my own original stuff too, but with remixing, it's a kind of a different process. Usually I just take apart a whole song and kind of operate on it, like dissect whatever elements I want from it, and then I'll give it my sound.
And are you able to sort of strip the various different, you know, tracks of it yourself? Not the tracks, but the channels? I don't know what the terminology. Or do you have to get that off the original artist? You can break that down yourself, can you?
It depends. Usually I just do it myself. But if I can get a download of something, then that's all the better, but...
So when you're creating your own stuff as well, right?
Yes.
Remixing other people's stuff. How do you choose which one you do? Because say you get a great beat or a great loop or something and it sounds great in someone else's track, you might say, well, actually, maybe I should have that myself. It sounds good in what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, usually I try and make my own stuff all the time.
Yeah.
But a remix is good to do.
Now, there's guys that have been doing bootlegs for years, you know, not really, it's not monetarized, it's not necessarily official. How did you manage to sort of get official remixing and real top quality airplay so early, do you think?
I don't really know, to be honest. In 2015, I had my first official remix. It's for a guy down in Dublin, Axel Knox. And we were kind of friends for months before that. But he came to me and asked me to remix his latest record, Immersion. And I got to work and I sent it to him and he was obviously blown away. And it was later signed to German dance music record label, Plasma Pole Records. And for the radio thing, basically I just submitted my track, not knowing, just out of luck, I thought. But I didn't think it would play at all.
Back when I was younger... you know, you'd get it'd be a record, you know what I mean? A vinyl, even when CDs were available off, people would choose vinyl. And you know, you could get a couple of months out of a song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now, because everything's instant and digital, and you could get something played on a Friday night, and then the following Friday, it's something else. So you must constantly be working to try and keep up with the really short cycle of how big a song can be.
It's difficult, like, especially now. Everything's streamed. I don't really think anybody, especially my age, doesn't buy music. It's all streamed. But it's hard to keep up with trends, especially, because it's always something new. As soon as you jump on one trend, it's something new.
What's the lifespan of a what you'd call a good track now, do you think, genuinely, from when you release it to when you sort of, you know, you're going to see the plays dwindle off a bit?
Well, I think a good track... if it's a good track, it's going to last a long time. Like, there's some tracks that have been put out and they're never going to die.
Mm.
Like, they're just massive.
But well, let me ask you a question on that too, because it's an interesting point. You know, you go to clubs or what have you as well, and mm-hmm. any DJs listening, they know the old reliables and the club classics that
exactly.
No matter what age, you know, from 12, younger, right up to people who are in the 40s that probably heard them for mm-hmm. the first time, they are eternal almost, it seems. And there's a massive wealth of music from the late 80s, early through mm-hmm. the 90s that's still there, and it's mm-hmm. genuinely cracking music. And we have club classic shows on this radio
yep.
station because people love them. But I'm just, you don't see the emergence of what you might think might be a club classic in 20 years' time, do you? You know, it's...
You don't see it coming, really. It's just, I think if it's a good track, it's just going to last. It'll
just stick.
It's just the way it is.
You talked about following trends, too, mm-hmm. which, if you're trying to commercialise what you're doing as well, that's essential. How much of your time, then, do you sort of spend on maybe trying to create your own loops or your own different sound that you know perhaps people haven't listened and you're going to have to take a sort of a gamble on it and people will either love it or loathe it?
In Ireland at the minute, there's so much talent coming out.
Mm.
It's... I try not to follow trends at all.
Yeah.
I try to just keep original as I can. But in Ireland, there's so much talent coming out and they're all doing the same thing.
Mm.
I'm just trying to stick away from it as much as I can and be, you know, my own independent artist and make my own sound. But I'm just trying to stay away from the trends as much as I can.
Back in the day as well, you know, I don't know what day I'm talking about, but some day, there was sort of commercial stuff and there was underground,
mm-hmm.
right? And, you know, you'd sort of, you know, people would go into school or college or whatever or work and say, I've heard this great artist, blah, 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 or that I heard a track over in Ibiza or wherever they were. Is there now an underground and sort of a commercial? Because, you know, as you say, with streaming, Spotify and other services as well, people are accessing everything, you know, all at the same time. And you know, so there's not much now, it seems, rumbling under the radar that sort of pops up. Or maybe I'm off the mark. Maybe there is an underground scene.
There is definitely an underground scene. And once in a while, them underground tracks may become commercial and may get into the charts or whatever. But there definitely is a split between commercial and underground.
Yeah, still there.
Commercial now... People only want to hear 3-minute tracks and they want to go straight into the course, straight into the drop. Whereas underground music, it's just listening to music and enjoying it. Mm.
And the probably too is a, I mean, there used to be venues. I don't think there's venues as much, not necessarily local to us, you know, that are sort of prepared to give a DJ a chance that's playing stuff that's not commercial, because obviously they have to look at the bottom line and who's coming through the door and the size of the crowd. So it's not like, you know, you can sort of try a different type of night and build it up, which is difficult for someone like you too, I suppose, trying to sort of get your stuff out there.
Exactly. Years ago, if you were a good DJ, you got under the club, like.
Mm.
But now it's about making good music and it's about what the people want to hear.
Mm.
But it was definitely different years ago.
You're in a fantastic advantage too in 2017, 2016, in that you can build your own fan base. You don't need anyone. You don't need a radio. It's great if you get airplay, but you don't need it because you know, you can spread it out. What way do you sort of send your music out to your fans? Is it, do you use Facebook, YouTube? What?
Facebook, SoundCloud, and YouTube mainly.
Mm.
That's where my potential plays are at. Like, Facebook is where I get most of my views.
Because it's instant interactions,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, Facebook. Most of the people come there and check if there's any new music coming out. I have a following on SoundCloud and I just started Spotify.
Mm.
So I'm hoping to build that up soon.
Good. And what does your future hold musically, do you think?
I don't know.
Really, what do you want it to hold? Maybe it's a better question.
I just want to change people. The way people think, if my music can change the way someone thinks, then I'm doing something right, because music is about feeling, like, either happy, sad, excited. I'm just trying to make people think about music.
I'm trying
to change them.
Indeed, fair play. And look, you've it all ahead of you. It's fantastic stuff. It's great to be getting what you're getting at your age now. And, you know, age is irrelevant, really. If you're good enough, you're old enough, I think. We have a track that was sent in here. What is it? Quintino Cheat Codes, is it?
Yeah.
And this is your remix of it?
This is the Can't Fight It remix I did.
Okay, and when did you work? How long does it take you to sort of from beginning to end, generally speaking?
For that one, it was 3-4 nights. I was really motivated.
So it's a quick turnaround.
I got it done quickly.
Excellent. All right, then. Christian McDade, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
And enjoy your summer.
Thank you very much.
And enjoy your music as you are, and keep it up. All right, and we're going to play out with this remix from Christian.
Thank you. You only come and go when you feel like it. Been at it for a while, but you won't commit. This inconsistent love is messing with my head.